quite banging, isn't it?
Just let it run.
It's quite banging.
That's what they say, isn't it? It's not banging. It's more like a nod your head. Oh. Keep on nodding.
Good, yeah. No, your description was much better.
That's what they say. In like rap videos.
That's
and
what
stuff.
Who say?
People in rap videos.
People in rap videos?
Rappers.
Good intro.
He's a rapper.
Yep.
Of sorts.
Indeed he is.
I know why you played that intro. Because
why?
Some of the millions were saying how much they liked it.
No, I just wanted to do it. That I was, don't care what they
that
say.
That was their favourite.
It just happened to coincide with me wanting to listen to it.
Is it one of your favourites?
Yes.
And one of theirs? I hate it.
Again, I don't know, nor care
no.
if it's one of theirs or not.
Wow, you're in a good mood today.
To be honest.
Hey, old mate, how are you doing?
You got 20p, mate?
So I'm walking back from the train station the other day.
Straight into it, yeah?
Well-travelled man that I am. Joe's glugging iced coffee again, like some kind of fancy man.
It's not fancy if you drink it out of a carton.
It's 25 to 9. Do you hate sleep?
Yes.
Right.
Well, I see that I fall asleep now. And then don't sleep for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
No. No, fall asleep now and then fall asleep later.
Yes.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Or stay pepped now and be pepped later.
But you are falling asleep. It's doing nothing for
no,
you.
No, it is.
Earlier on, you bailed on a sentence halfway through.
Yeah, because I'm
you
saving
you started
it.
To say something and then halfway through this, like a word, it's like your tongue went into some kind of paralysis. Oops. And you didn't finish it. You just sort of went, it's like, I can't even remember what you were saying now.
Don't know, not important.
It's like if you were saying, oh, I'm just having some of this coffee now. Mm. You said, I'm just having some of her.
Yeah, well, I get...
Like you were, your brain thought, this is not even interesting
enough
for me
interesting.
To continue to say.
But I need to save it for the show. Save the good stuff for now.
What good stuff, though?
Just anything that comes to mind.
Why didn't you use your good stuff earlier?
Because it's wasted. If it's not being recorded, there's no point.
It was being recorded.
So my brain's thinking, right, it's not being recorded. Don't use up the good stuff.
Right.
Save that for when it is being recorded. Otherwise, no one will ever hear
well, for
it.
I, for one, am pepped up. Over-pepped, if anything.
Really?
No.
You don't look pepped.
Well, I'm not.
You don't sound pepped. You're not acting pepped.
It's just annoying things getting in the way, really. Annoying things that aren't important.
I think we grumble and groan more and more every week on this show.
I don't know. When things go like they should, like things should just work, right?
They should do, yeah, but they don't.
Like, for instance, I know I did the Chav Watch jingle.
We'll
get to that. Why did that bit there go silent? I'm just over panicking about everything now.
No, I think we just didn't say anything.
What?
Pause for thought.
See, it happened again. That was weird, wasn't it?
Yes, well, it's not weird.
The audio just went completely flat.
Yeah, well, that's good. It means it's crisp.
Happened again.
Quentin Crisp. Crisp.
So, welcome to the show. This is pretty much the show.
All right.
Jump on.
Cling on for dear life.
Yeah, stuff just... I mean, stuff... There's things established... Companies, for instance, right? I'll pluck one out of the air at random. Virgin Media.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm a patron of their company,
right
in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I pay them for a telephone, for television and broadband.
Right.
And when one of those services goes wrong, I expect there to be a swift resolution, really. Because let's face it, we're paying a fair amount of money.
Yeah.
And... There's relatively few companies that can provide that sort of service to choose from. It's not like there's tons. There's not. There's a handful.
Yeah.
Right? And also, it's a huge upheaval to switch from one to the other.
Yes.
So knowing that, these companies really should. Because if they lose you, they must have really cocked up, I feel like. People tolerate a lot.
Yeah.
But there is a breaking point. There is a point at which you think, do you know what? it's enough's enough, because these guys are chumps. Mm. And these guys really have kind of disappointed me.
Okay.
Because I've had like two or three, I've had three different engineers around to my house, right?
Right.
To try and figure out what's wrong with my broadband.
Right.
And none of them seem to know what they're doing.
Seriously?
And this has happened before, this has happened back in my flat. And I just, honestly, I think what is the point in you coming round? Like, you phone up and say, there's something with my broadband. They're like, oh, okay. Have you tried restarting your router and stuff? Yes, of course I have.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I was a complete moron, you can see that I've been with your company for years. Mm. So this has happened again. Yeah. You know, as a company, how often your stuff goes wrong.
Yeah.
Therefore, you must know that I've had to restart the router.
At least once.
Many times. So, yeah. If I've lowered myself to the mental state of wanting to converse with you, you can rest assured I've done everything within my possible power to fix it without having to talk to some complete cret on the other end of a phone.
After you've been on hold for 10 minutes.
Who literally could not care less.
No, of course they couldn't.
And it's a shame, because sometimes you get someone who actually seems to care.
Mm.
But the trouble is, they're completely unempowered.
Yeah.
So even if, I mean, I'm trying to kind of think of an example, really, but sometimes there's no logic, right, in sending an engineer around.
No.
Because I've had engineers around before, and they haven't been able to do anything. They'll come around, look at it, and go, oh, yeah, I need a part. I need to book someone else in, really. I can't be going through that. So I've took a day off, a half day off work recently, to have an engineer come in. And he looked at it and went, not really sure. Went outside, looked around, poked around at stuff. Not really sure what's going on. Came back, looked at the router, went, there's a bit of a problem there. He said, I think what you need is you need a different router. And I was like, oh, right. Imagine you've got one in that massive van out there.
That's packed full of
this equipment. This huge van with shelves of stuff in it. Yeah, you got one in there, haven't you? No, nothing in there. It's just empty.
A few dead bodies.
Yeah, it's just endless, like, McDonald's wrappers.
And copies of the Sun newspaper.
Yeah, or copies of particular pages of the Sun newspaper. Yeah,
the Daily Star.
So no, of course he doesn't have a latest router in his van, which I've waited at home for hours for him to arrive, you know, and they don't give you that much of a specific time either. So you're kind of sitting around looking out the window for him to come in and go, oh, you haven't got the right part. Yeah, we'll get that ordered in for you. Never saw that, by the way.
Yeah.
Never saw that part.
No.
Because it turned out that it was a change that needed to happen over the phone.
Brilliant.
So not only did I wait like a week to get an engineer in and get half a day off and wait for him to come in, and he didn't have the equipment he thought he needed. It turned out not even to be that.
So why didn't they just do it on the phone in the first place?
In the end, I don't know.
Wow, brilliant.
But this is the thing, like, because I feel like that there's the people are just following a protocol that they don't question.
Yeah. Well, I saw something like this, even worse, a few months ago.
Yeah,
I was in the sorting office to pick up a parcel from the Royal Mail.
Yeah,
fancy old Royal Mail. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman in front of me, and she was talking with the guy at the counter.
Yeah,
and she was trying to pick up a package, which was a wireless router to get Sky installed or whatever, or Virgin, who knows. And she was having a bit of an argument with the guy because it'd been delivered to the wrong flat in her block. It was addressed to her, but they'd put the number wrong, and so it'd been delivered to someone else. I think, like, the next door, two doors down, something like that. Still in the same block of flats. She'd given her ID with the name. It was obviously they'd made a mistake and sent it to the wrong flat. It was for her, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She turned up, said, oh, you know, I've meant to have this delivered. Is it here? Yes, here it is. You haven't got the card, though, obviously, because it's been delivered to the wrong place.
So somebody else's letterbox.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. But you haven't just come here, you know, out of the blue and said, oh, wonder if I can get a free router.
Yeah.
This is obviously yours.
Yeah.
So he stood there at the counter with the parcel, which is hers. She's there. Hi. Yep. The engineer's coming in the next couple of days. Can I have that?
Yeah.
He says, bit of a problem. I can't actually give you this to you. Yeah. And she's like, well, why not?
Yeah, good joke. What do you mean? Yeah. That's obviously mine, yeah. Right? I'll just take the show. Yeah, it's and right here. We can both get on with our days, yeah, then, can't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Just slide that under.
I've got to go and queue up somewhere else, yeah, yeah, and block other people's, yeah, lunchtimes.
So come on, just slide that under the thing. Yeah. It's obviously for me. Here you go. No harm done.
Yeah.
He says, nah, I can't because you haven't got the card.
Right.
What I'm going to have to do is we're going to have to send this back to the company. You're going to have to call them, tell them what's happened. They will then have to send out another router to your correct address.
Stupid, no. Right.
And she was just, she couldn't believe it. And I just thought, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What? And she said, well, the engineers come in tomorrow or the day after.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to cancel that.
Brilliant.
Reorganize it. You know, she's taking a day off work or whatever for those to come around.
Yeah.
I just thought, what are you doing? It's right there. Just do it. Just don't follow the rules. No one cares. Nobody's going to say to you, ah, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Excuse me. I've heard reports here that you gave a lady the router that belonged to her. Oh, yeah, I did actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave her the router because it clearly belonged to her.
Yeah.
Why would you? Why?
Like, nobody's going to come in and go, oh, yeah, I've got this thing for a router.
Yeah.
It wasn't addressed to me, but it was in my flat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we gave that away to some lady. Yeah. Oh, what? Right. I want to see your manager.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. No, it was her router, though. Yeah, I don't care. Well, you didn't follow the... Yeah. You're not paid.
You didn't follow the rules.
You're not paid to provide a useful service.
A human
you're
service.
Paid to provide this very specific service.
And do not deviate from it under any circumstances.
Yeah.
But I thought what he could have done, even if he, you know, he had to sort of follow the rules or whatever, which he shouldn't have had to do, why couldn't he have just said, okay, what I'm going to do, I'll leave this here on the counter... Just going to go and check something round the corner, out the back or whatever.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
I'll be back in round about 30 seconds to a minute.
Well,
comes back, router's gone, she's gone.
I don't know about that because that's almost like advocating theft.
No, he just leaves it there.
Yeah.
And just says, be back in a minute.
Right.
Comes
and
back.
And then gives her a little wink.
Gives her a sly little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be back in a minute.
Right.
I'll leave this here.
Yeah.
Where you can grab it.
Well, if you're going to do that, why don't you just give it to her?
Well, I don't know. But just so he can say, oh, I don't know. Well, there's nothing would happen anyway because no one would ever ask about it. But I don't know. I just thought he'd kind of lost his humanity.
Hmm.
He'd lost the, you know, that was a human being, not just a, got to follow the rules, I'm afraid. I just don't get it. And the same thing. Just why does everything have to be right? Follow this rule. Right. Yeah, okay, what's next?
Yeah, but why? Why am I following this? This rule really apply in this case?
Yes.
Because are there like five other people clamouring over this woman going, no, it's mine.
Yeah,
no, exactly, it's me. Yeah. It's me. That is, look, I'm Betty Struthers or whatever.
Betty what?
I don't know.
Struthers?
Yeah.
Is there a Betty Struthers here? We've got a router for a Betty Struthers.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm Betty Struthers.
Yeah, it just wouldn't happen. So yeah. I just don't get it. It just annoys me.
Mm.
But that's just me.
Thank you. The Chav Watch got 20p, mate.
Oh, yeah. You're up, mate. How you doing?
I don't know. How did I launch into that tirade about Virgin? I don't know. Anyway. Oh, yeah, because of the stuff that wasn't working on his computer. Stuff that we've paid for doesn't work.
Now you're in a mood.
Because why?
Mm-hmm.
Why would it?
Yep. Well, he's pepped, isn't he?
Like, if you're paying for something, just make it work.
Mm.
Basically,
most things don't work though.
Yeah,
especially technology. And people just go, "Well, you know, technology, innit? Don't always work. Never mind. Get on with life."
Yeah. But I mean, it's not even like stuff goes wrong. Don't get me wrong. But try and do something, not. Like a robot. Because I've got a robot. It's my PC. Doesn't work. I don't need another robot on the other end of a phone that also doesn't provide the solution. Mm. It just keeps saying, yeah, I can't do that. Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, but you could. Just do this. Can't do that.
Sorry, no.
Yeah. So, Chad, what?
Oh, yeah. Got 20p, mate.
This show has really got a certain flow to it.
Yeah. Sort of, I like the sort of an ebb and flow.
Yeah.
More or less.
More ebb, less flow.
No flow.
That could be our rap names.
No ebb and flow.
It could be a rap group called Ebb and Flow. Is there a rap group for all that?
I wouldn't have thought so, no. But that's quite
ebb
good.
Ebb and flow.
Because you've got flow as in like the rap flow.
Or the wind flow.
Ebb and flow.
I would love that, yeah. EBB and FLO.
Edward.
One of them's short, like a rapper.
Short for Edward.
Another one's an old woman. Edward.
Edward and Florence. Also known as Ebb and Flow.
There's a cartoon, Ebb and Flow.
Coming straight out of Compton.
You know how we do.
Yeah, I reckon you could do some sweet rap, Ebb sweet rapping over.
Flow.
Ebb and flow in the house. Well, have we really gone down to like doing raps?
Getting a bit racist now.
Why?
Trying to do weird accents.
It's not racist.
So I was coming out of the train station the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And
listening to some Ebb and Flow.
Some kindly well-to-do lady.
Oh, yeah.
Approaches me.
Probably had a business proposal for you.
She had a child, a young child with her. Yeah. It was the dead of night.
Slash dog.
It's fairly late at night.
The dead of night. And what are you doing at a train station in the dead of
what
night?
What time is the dead of night?
The dead of night is whenever it's
at what
quiet.
Time would you be like, what time should we meet? Say around dead?
The dead of night?
I'd
say
o'clock.
After 12.
Right.
Between 12.
I don't know, I disagree. People are still moving about then. Dead of night implies no moving about. No one's moving around.
Yeah, but it has to be before it gets even any sort of light.
Yeah, I'd say about 3.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Between 3 and what, though?
3 to 3.45.
Okay. I see, but that's technically morning.
That's dead. Dead of night. So, another problem solved. So she comes up to me, right? And now here's my criteria for how helpful I might be feeling towards a given person.
Yeah.
My disposition will be set according to certain criteria about how you approach me.
Okay.
How you start your sentences, how you talk.
I should bear this in mind then.
Okay. If you would like me to do something, stop what I'm doing because I'm going somewhere. I'm trying to go home.
Got things to do.
If you'd like me to help you do something, completely out of the blue, by the way, you know. It might be worth bearing in mind certain things, because those will affect how I feel towards you and how well inclined I am to, you know, spend some of my time or some of my assets on facilitating your life.
Okay.
In a given way.
Okay.
Now, one thing I would advise against doing is just, again, out of the blue, talking at an excessively loud volume in close proximity. Because the moment someone starts talking very loudly at me, when no one else is around and we're really near each other, I immediately think this person is either stupid or crazy.
Yeah. That's generally right. Or they might be slightly deaf.
No, they're not. No. Okay, yeah. I would accept that. If I thought they were deaf, I'd be like, okay, well, fair enough.
Sorry, mate.
I'm not trying to be mean to deaf people.
No.
You know, many deaf people listen to this show.
Yeah, of course they do.
We're most popular among deaf people. Yeah.
The deaf community absolutely adores this show. Can't get enough of it.
So basically what happens, this lady, again, this well-to-do lady, I think she'd just been helped across a puddle by a young, dashing young man who laid his coat down.
Countess or something.
She stepped across as she left her stagecoach.
Yeah, yes.
She was carrying a little hand fan as well.
Yeah. A parasol.
In the
dead of night?
Yeah.
Okay. Quite strange, even for somebody fancy.
It's quite fashionable now, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Quite minky.
Parasols. Quite minky. Nothing makes sense. So she goes,
I've got a story about a parasol, actually.
All right, we'll write that one down.
Save that for later.
Do not want to miss that.
Stay tuned if you want to hear the story of the parasol.
Absolute treat. We'll be back right after this.
Wow.
She went up, she came up to me. Like, again, it's very quiet, no one around.
There's
I'm around. Just minding my own business. And I hear business. Yeah, minding my own business. Basically, it was just sounding. Oh, I haven't got it.
Smooth. Yeah. Just flaw, like, you know. No wonder he's called Ebb and Flow.
Damn it, where is it?
He's the ebb in Ebb and Flow.
You see, nothing works.
Well, just don't try and be fancy.
I wanted to do like wacky radio show clip day.
Yeah, it's pointless. Don't do that on the day when the clips aren't working. Pick that, do that on another day.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm fed up.
So, dead of night, some wealthy woman comes up to you. Yeah. You're thinking, right, I hope she meets my criteria. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm not going
to
help her.
I'm just saying, we've all got ways that we would... Like, if I was to come up to you, say we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Said, excuse me, mate. Have you got... Can you help me out with something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, what do you want? I ain't got any money on me.
Well, no, you see, you're immediately on the defensive.
Yeah, because some guys come up to me and said, all right, mate, we're not mates.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say mate.
You did.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay.
You said, all right, mate, can you...
Well, that's my...
Can you help me with something? Yeah. Instantly, I'm thinking, do I have to?
Yeah.
I don't like helping people I don't know, really.
Yeah.
If I can help it.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
So, yeah, what do you want?
But if I came up to you and just said, I'll tell you what,
but that's actually, what I do say. I say, no, I ain't got any money.
There is no way. There is no way of approaching a stranger. It's a sad state of affairs. There's no actual way of approaching a stranger without them immediately thinking, oh, Jesus, guy's just trying to get my money.
Yeah.
And I want to get out of this as soon as possible. Like most people do not want to help their fellow man, which I think is a real shame.
But you can help your fellow man, but you have to do it in the right way.
Mm.
Like I've said before, I give money to charity every month.
Yeah.
But I give it to a, you know...
Keeps mentioning it though, doesn't he?
I give it to a registered charity that takes the money, divvies it out, does good with
it. It's called Tapas.
Yeah. I give £3 a month.
you get so much back.
Yeah, that's it.
It is, really. It's more of a charity for you personally. It's like your own personal charity.
It is really, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Reap what you sow.
Absolutepeach.com/tapas.
Yes. £3 monthly fee.
May not be a charity. Anyway, so long story long, this woman. I'm walking along, minding my own business. See, I spy her out the corner of my eye, and I'm loath to make snap judgments about people, but I did wonder if there might be something coming.
Right.
And
you can normally tell, can't you? Just get sort of a sixth
sense. I'll do my best impression.
No,
right?
Oh, this should be good.
I mean, she was standing in the middle of the road, for one. That's an indicator. Yeah. She wasn't travelling in any particular direction. No. She was kind of loitering in the middle. It was a side road, admittedly.
Still.
But make of that what you will. And this was her opening statement, right? It went like this. Excuse me, mate. Excuse me, mate. You got a lighter? And I don't know if I've ever been less. Even if I had a, if I was a lighter salesman who had a surplus of lighters on my person, and I couldn't shift. And I was a bit far from throwing him in the bin. I would not have given one to
him. Wow. Wow.
Because of just the way she just gave me this absolutely, like, the look on her face. I was like, why are you dragging a child around?
How old was the kid?
I don't know, like 10.
Jeez.
You're standing in the road. I mean, what? I don't think I don't think a lighter's going to help you.
Maybe she's just trying to make some, like, a fire or something.
I think you should go home, actually.
Yeah.
Light it on your hob, your gas burner at home. Send your child to bed. Look at him, he's exhausted.
Poor kid.
Why are you out hunting for lighters?
Poor kid.
Where are you on the way to?
Yeah.
She wasn't really going anywhere. And then I went in Tesco round the corner quickly. And I came and she came in shouting.
Wow.
I couldn't even understand what she was saying.
To you?
No, just shouting. I think she was shouting to her child.
Oh, yeah.
And of course she was using all sorts of profanity.
Oh, of course.
Which I found absolutely disgusting.
Of course, yeah.
And then I just thought... Do you ever just go,
there's no hope, is there?
Just get me out of
it. That's the thing, you know, especially late at night, you just think, I've had enough of this.
Just felt bad for the kid, though.
Yeah, like that kid's got no choice. Stuck with that day in, day out. Imagine that.
Like, Mum, why are you shouting at... Why are you just like...
I want to go to bed,
Mum. Let's not do this here. Let's not do this now in Tesco.
Why are you always angry?
Yeah.
Can we just go home?
Yeah.
Like, why are we out in the streets?
Asking people for lighters.
At night.
And presumably she went in and bought her own lighter.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Just do that first.
They're like 20p.
Yeah, do that first.
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, what you're saying, actually, it's a massive insult.
Mm.
You're saying my time's worth less than 20p.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, you look like your time is worth literally nothing. You've got nothing to do tonight, have you?
So you didn't give her anything then? You don't smoke, do you?
No.
But I'm sick of it. I mean, it's constant.
I said no and sprinted off as fast as my petrified little legs could carry me.
And then just as you got out of a, you know, little bit away, you said, I've really got a lighter.
Yeah. Oh, God, oh, look at it. Look at all these lighters.
I've got a full box of matches.
Yeah.
Then
and matches are even cheaper.
Yeah. Like 10p.
Maybe I mean, how many matches do you get in a box?
Like low.
Tons.
100? Maybe 50. Depending on those little boxes. Plus, if you can't afford to smoke, don't smoke.
Well, you can't just say that. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Well, then you don't know what it's like to be addicted to smoking.
Don't do it.
Well, you don't.
Don't start.
People tried to quit and they can't.
Yeah, well, just it's lazy.
They're reduced to roaming the streets. This is what happens, Joe, when you start smoking. You have to roam and find a random child, walk around just troubling people at night. This is the struggle of the smoker.
Mm.
Don't start smoking, kids. That will be you.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Say no to smokes.
I've seen these adverts recently for just before we get to your parasol story,
yeah,
which
I'm eager to talk about.
We're all really excited for.
It's more of an umbrella story, to be fair.
Should I do the thing? Let's
yeah,
do it.
Whatever it is. Would you like it tall? Would you like it grande? It's up to you. In the absolute peaches, meticulously constructed new feature. I wish I could sing like that.
Not new or meticulously constructed. I can sing like that.
Really?
And I can play the guitar.
I wish I could sing. Can you actually sing properly?
No, not really.
No?
Quite well.
You can hold a tune, I bet.
Extremely well.
In a not so well way.
I can hold a note. You know, you wouldn't even believe it.
No, I bet
you'd have to leave.
But I bet you can. I bet you could hold a tune.
Mm.
I, on the other hand,
no,
cannot hold any
you
sort
can't
of tune.
Say a sentence.
Pure monotone.
Mm.
If I try and sing, totally monotone.
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah. That's what it sounds like.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, it does.
I think you could give it a go. I think you're down on yourself.
I don't think I could. Because I'd be one of these people on X Factor or whatever that comes in. I wouldn't be deluded. I'd know I couldn't sing.
Yeah.
But I'd do it and I'd sound horrendous. And they'd be stood there going, what are you doing here?
Mm.
I'd say, I don't know. My mate Ben just said, go and do it. Give it a go.
Yeah.
You'd probably be all right.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And they'd say, yep, you're not. Get out. Get out of my sight.
Mm. That'd be the best episode of X Factor ever.
And that's it. Just me. And then that's it. And then you come in,
yeah,
sing your heart out, get through.
Mm.
Probably be on the live show.
Probably.
Mm.
Thank you.
That's all right.
I've seen these posters recently for KFC,
Advertising
a new burger or a wrap or something.
It's a wrap.
And have you seen it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Pulled chicken twister.
Yeah. Right. Now think of that for a second.
Yeah.
Because I'm no expert, but I understand what pulled pork is, right?
Yeah.
It's like shredded.
Yeah.
It comes off in shreds. You're pulling it off, and because of the consistency of pork,
yeah,
it kind of comes off in strings and it's pulled pork.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I understand how pork works.
Yeah.
How do you pull chicken?
Well, it's the same.
I don't think it is.
Because like when you're at the Chinese, you have shredded chicken, don't you?
Who's pulling chicken? Like, at what point did we go, we haven't got enough ways to prepare chicken.
Yeah.
We need to, like, everyone loves pulled pork.
Yeah.
Let's pull chicken now. Like, literally,
We're
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
But that's the thing. I mean, they've got to come up
with
new
things. Everyone's going mental for pulled pork as well.
Yeah.
What is the thing with pulled pork?
It's been around
now.
Years.
It's like suddenly everything, we've got this new pulled pork. Yeah. Pulled pork's not new, okay?
Yeah.
It's pork. You're familiar with pork, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you've done is get pork and a fork.
Mm.
Congratulations.
That's.
We're all falling over each other now to buy. I do it.
Do you?
Like, I've got a new pulled pork burger. I'm throwing my money at them before I even realise what I've done. I don't know what the thing is.
Not that
and now
nice,
it's like
though.
Pork chicken, a pulled chicken.
Mm.
Like,
But I don't think it's that nice.
Where does it end?
It's too saucy.
Is it just anything pulled?
Yeah, pull anything.
Pulled, literally. Mm. Yeah, we'll buy it.
Yeah.
Pulled chicken, pulled pork, pulled what?
Beef.
Pulled potato.
Pulled carrot.
Pulled poo. Anything
wouldn't
pulled.
Wouldn't eat that.
Anything pulled.
Mm. Stop saying pulled.
Really? What are we doing?
But that's the thing. You know, trends come and go, don't
but
they?
Pulled pork is supposed to sound like fancy.
Yeah.
You
but
don't
it's
get a
not
KFC
fancy.
For, I know, but it's no, tasty. That's my point
it's
exactly.
Just, it's, they take pork.
Yeah. And they stick a fork see, in it, shred
know,
it off.
I don't know if you know what pulled pork is.
Well, no. I
but
don't
basically, know. It's clearly pork yeah. that's kind of shredded with a fork.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And they put kind of like a barbecue-y sort of sauce on it.
Yeah.
But they always put way too much sauce on.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like a lot of sauce.
I do.
But it just takes away the flavour of the actual pork.
But you don't even like ketchup on burgers, do you?
No.
Do you like mustard on burgers?
No.
Do you like pickles in burgers?
No.
See, that is a burger.
No, a
cheese.
Burger. If I have to.
A burger should be cheese.
If it's proper cheese.
It should be the burger patty.
Or mozzarella.
Don't say patty. Cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions,
lettuce.
Pickles.
Don't put lettuce
mustard,
on
mayonnaise,
no.
ketchup.
Oh, what? Mustard,
perfect.
Mayonnaise, and ketchup.
Yeah, but in right moderation.
Why don't you just whisk right it balance. All up in a blender and drink it?
That's called your mouth.
Yeah, pointless.
No, it's.
Oh, do you want the flavour of this burger? No, I want the flavours of everything else. Drown out the flavours of the burger. If
well,
anything.
Do you just go around just going, no, I'll take the bun off as well then, just to eat the patty?
No. Never just eat the patty. But no, because that complements it.
Don't say patty.
Doesn't overwhelm it.
Yeah, all of that complements
no,
it.
No, it doesn't. You can't have three sauces complementing
yes.
not only the burger, but them each other
yes,
as well.
Yes, you can.
No,
that's
is
called
sick.
A burger.
That's sick.
You shouldn't be allowed
no.
to eat burgers.
Not
basically.
Like that, you shouldn't, no.
Your meals must be so bland.
No, and if you have sauce, pop it on the side. Don't mix it all into one big
Earlier,
thing.
You said to me... We're talking about putting protein powder in stuff.
Yeah.
You said to me, oh, what I like to do is have porridge and then put unflavoured protein powder
yeah.
in. It's like, brilliant.
Makes it
You've
creamy.
You've really added a lot to that.
Yes.
I bet that tastes absolutely fantastic now.
Yeah, it tastes like porridge.
Do you hate flavour?
But still creamy, but more creamy.
You hate flavour, don't
no,
you?
No, I like flavours, but I want to have the flavour of what I'm eating. It's like people have a
Why,
bit,
though?
Because that's why it's the point of eating
yeah,
it
but,
think,
but I mean, I don't understand. Certain things complement one another.
Yeah, but
why,
people you don't go mental eat, with it.
You don't have to eat everything just completely isolated.
No, I don't.
Oh, what are you having there? Sandwich? No, just a bit of bread. Oh, why don't you put a bit of meat in it? Pff, don't want to ruin the flavour of the bread, do I? And then after that, I'll eat my meat.
No,
separately to the bread.
Because it complements.
What
it's
are you
two
doing?
Different, and especially like food, like... Physical food things like that.
Physical
you've got bread,
food
which
things?
Is the core, kind of the stodginess
right.
which you need.
Okay.
And then the meat, which goes together
sense.
With it.
What about lettuce?
Nah,
salads.
As long as it's not too watery, it needs to be dry. Because otherwise, again, you get a burger.
Yeah, it's not going to
put
be...
the lettuce in and stuff. It makes the bun wet.
Well, wring it out. I mean,
soggy
shake
bun.
It off.
Like, just pop it on the side.
The one thing I'll
put it
concede.
One of those spinner things.
The one thing I'll concede is tomatoes. Because tomatoes are way too. Liquidy, right? They just have to. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, who's eating? Like, this is what I don't get. When we were growing up, we'd sometimes have a picnic, and you'd have like cheese sandwiches. Fine, I like cheese sandwiches, but in hot weather they do go a bit. The cheese gets a bit hot, and
yeah.
okay, but
sweat,
fine, I'll still eat it.
Sweat.
But some crazy person would put tomato in with the cheese. I mean, yeah. tomato on bread, and then you're going to chill it. So it comes out the other side looking like you're about to stick it on the end of a hook and cast it out into a pond.
Yeah, pointless.
No one wants to eat that.
No, exactly.
So that's the one thing I'll concede because it negatively impacts another ingredient, aka the bread.
Mm.
But the burger, all those elements in correct concentrations make a symphony of flavour.
They don't. They make a symphony of flavour, but then you can't taste the actual meat. I like the taste of meat.
I'll just isolate that.
And it's
That's
the
going
same,
to be a clip for the soundboard.
It's the same with bacon sandwiches. You know, lovely bit of, like, nice bit of bread. You can get a nice cut loaf or whatever.
Yeah.
Some, you know, nice bacon. Get smoked bacon if you like that. Yeah. Put that on, delicious.
Okay, hold on.
Bit of butter makes it nice and creamy.
Oh, don't put butter on.
Delicious.
Why would you put butter
and
on?
And then, do you want some sauce with that? Oh, yes, please. Yeah. Absolutely dripping in like ketchup.
Do you
or
want
brown
some
sauce?
Ketchup on it? Oh, by the way, yeah, it's generally accepted that ketchup is fantastic with meat, by the way. That's not a new concept.
Yeah, but it's just
established fact.
Overpowers it.
Well, don't slather it on then.
Even just a bit, though. You can, no. It's all you can taste.
Just bread and bacon is rubbish.
And butter. Lots of butter.
Oh, don't forget the taste sensation of butter.
Because the butter sort of mixes with the bread to make it moist, but not in a disgusting way.
Right.
And then the sort of fattiness of the bacon as well. Like, drip the bread in the fat.
Too stodgy.
And then, oh, delicious.
Stodge. No. You need butter to help... Yeah, butter, offset the stodge. I mean, tomato ketchup.
No, because then you just have like a nice cup of tea or something.
So right, so you choke down the bread.
No, I'm choking
forcing
it down
the bread.
No, because
with
it's
someone
not dry.
Who knows the Heimlich on standby. And then once you've got it halfway down your gullet,
no, because...
you're then pouring your entire mugs of tea down just so that you don't die.
Because it's not dry, because you've dipped
Joe.
The bread.
It's bone dry.
No, you've dipped the bread in the grease.
What do you mean you dip the bread
like,
in the...
Like, mop up the bacon grease.
What grease?
Bacon grease.
But it's in a roll. What are you dipping it in?
Yeah, like when you cook it.
Oh, so you're cooking it yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Right, okay.
What are you...
Well, when you buy a bacon
roll
from a shop...
When I have a bacon, I just go out and buy one.
I'm not making my own bacon rolls. Are you serious?
Yeah, make your own. I like making my own. Every Saturday morning. Yeah,
it sounds
Sunday.
Delicious. It sounds it like a real
delicious.
Treat.
Yeah, it is delicious.
Oh, tell you what I fancy now. Some completely bone dry.
It's not bone dry then. Because of the butter and grease.
And some bacon, which is not known to be the juiciest of meats.
Yeah, but it's not dry.
Excuse me.
And then you have a nice cup of tea with it.
I hate moisture. Have you got any meal recommendations? Generally, I'd like all my saliva to be absorbed instantly.
Well, I'd rather that than... have, you know, oh, do you want this tomato sauce with a slight hint of bacon? Ooh, yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah. You might want to enjoy your sandwich, would you? Wouldn't have thought so, no.
How soggy do you want your bread? Extra soggy or completely soggy? Mm. Oh, completely, please. Yeah, if you put ketchup on both slices and then put the bread, then put the bacon on, delicious.
Imagine you look like an alligator who's trying to swallow like a gazelle.
No.
You just lay down with this entire bacon roll in your throat until it dissolves. No. You're just kind of just pulsating.
Like a
and
snake.
People shooting you with super soakers so you don't die.
No, yep. It's moist.
That's exactly.
And if it's not, if you get a bit that's not moist enough, oh, what's this? Lovely mug of delicious tea. Yeah. Wash it down. Perfect combination.
Yeah. What flavour tea is that? Oh, it's unflavoured.
Yeah, just normal. No sugar.
It tastes like water.
Bit of milk. No.
Why don't you just have hot water?
Heat a tea bag in so it tastes like tea.
What about the flavour of water?
What? Well, if you want
the lovely flavour of water.
Well, water doesn't taste of anything.
Some ketchup in there.
Yeah, you probably do. Tea with water. Oh, it's a bit unflavoured. Yeah, better put some ketchup in. And some other sauces. So yeah, anyway. My umbrella story.
Okay, parasol.
There's a.
Do I need to do the jingle?
If there is one, yeah.
It's not.
<Nah. laughs> There's been this new umbrella that's been invented by a company in China.
Sure.
Of all places. Everything comes from there.
Yeah. Everything's made there, but is it all invented there?
Most of it, yeah.
I don't think it is.
And or Japan.
Some of it is.
And, it's basically, with your traditional umbrella, you have... a stick with a unfolding sheet of material to keep you dry.
Yeah. Keep I think the rain we're familiar off. With how umbrellas work.
Exactly. This, on the other hand...
I've seen this.
You have the stick bit.
Yeah.
On the top, there's a little ball thing.
Yeah.
Which shoots out, it's electric, shoots out jets of air all the way around in a circle.
Yeah.
And those jets of air come out so powerfully that when water... drops onto them, they're pushed aside.
Yeah.
Hence,
stupid though.
You hold it above you, the water is dispersed either side of you, and you stay dry.
Stupid though.
Yeah, it'd be stupid because it gets everyone else wet.
Yeah.
But screw everyone else.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. But for you, pretty sweet.
Mm.
So you can just walk around and you're not getting blown around. Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem with umbrellas.
That's true. I have lost a lot of umbrellas that way.
Yeah. Especially when it's windy. If it's not windy, it's fine. Mm. If it's windy, though, you put the umbrella up, instantly breaks.
Parasol.
Yeah. Well, parasol's for sun, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you said parasol.
Well, yeah. Then
so
I changed it.
So we're all hyped up.
Yeah. Then I changed
for
it to
a parasol
umbrella.
Story.
Yeah.
Got nothing.
But I said, actually, it's an umbrella story.
Left us wanting.
I said that earlier, you weren't listening. But this looks really good. And then it's, I think it's on Kickstarter or something. But if it gets made, it'd be quite good to get one, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Give it a go. See if it works. I haven't actually seen a video of it working. That was a little bit strange.
Have you kickstarted it?
No.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Would you do it? Mm. Would you kickstart something?
Depends what it is, how expensive it is.
Well, usually there's a sliding scale.
Yeah, but I would want to get the actual thing.
What?
I'd want to pay enough to get the actual thing that I was kickstarting.
Well, yeah.
Not just like, oh,
well,
pay,
you usually do,
pay $5 and you get a pin badge with a picture of it on or something.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, okay, yeah. You're right, because they do differ.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, Zach Braff kickstarted his movie or something, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All right.
Like he kickstarted, I mean, what?
Yeah. Why?
You got enough money to do your own movie.
Yeah, surely. Couldn't be bothered.
But then you've got ones where, yeah, you kickstart and you always pay at least the cost of the item. If you pay more, you get loads of like your bonus stuff.
Yeah.
Or you get like a deluxe version or get it signed by someone. Or
yeah.
Yeah. But I never get round to doing it.
But I never see anything that I think, oh, I'd really, really like that.
Mm.
And if I do, then it's probably too much, too expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like a jetpack or something.
Yeah.
£10,000.
But they have got them now.
Yeah, proper ones.
Like actual jet. Well, they only last like 9 seconds or something, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
9 seconds. Yeah. So that's completely pointless.
Well, it's not pointless, is it? It's the first step.
Well, yeah, but don't like market that. As
you're
a
right. Actually, you shouldn't have bothered. Oh, what? By the way, I've just made a jetpack. How long does it last exactly? Is it more than... Oh, it's about 9 seconds.
Better be forget above
it.
10 seconds.
Go in and smash it up.
What's the point? No, don't smash it up.
Burn all the blueprints.
No, don't smash it up.
Yeah, do.
No.
Hey, you're right.
No.
You're right, Joe.
No, that's not what
pointless.
I said.
But that is exactly what
no,
I said.
No, don't smash it up, don't go, oh, I've just made this jetpack. Like, it actually works now. Oh, brilliant. Let's have a go on it.
I'll fly
over there.
I'm just going to drive this truck over it. If it doesn't last longer than the time that I've made up in my mind, which is completely arbitrary, that's long enough for it to be non-pointless.
All right, what's the point of a jetpack?
To fly around.
Fly to somewhere, I presume.
Well, that's not specified, is it?
Well, why else would you just fly around?
For fun.
All right, what, 9 seconds of fun?
Maybe that's enough.
By the time you've got actually in the air, then you've got to come back down.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you'd even be able to get high enough up and then
I've got stuff to do,
back
Joe. I
down
can't be flying
in
around.
9 seconds.
I can't be flying around on jetpacks all day.
Well, you're not going
to
be.
If anything, I want it to last no longer than 9 seconds.
Wow. Too busy. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
It's absolutely pointless. Just keep it. Keep it on the down low. Yeah, all right, I made this. Brilliant. Right. What I'm going to do is not tell anyone about it.
Yeah.
Keep it in my garage or wherever, shed. Yeah. Yeah. And then once I've developed it, so it can be at least a couple of minutes, 10 minutes, flight time, then I'll say, all right, everyone, check this out.
Right.
And then they'll say, brilliant.
But what if that took 5 years?
Well, so be
it. To get the energy, the a way of powering it that was light enough to actually be carried by the technology at that size.
So?
Just wait. It would take 5 years,
fine.
And you've figured out how to make a jetpack, and you're going to be like, "Wow, I could go and tell the entire world, and they'd be amazed because everyone in the entire world has been waiting for a jetpack." Or I could just sit here and wait for 5 years until the technology is invented.
Yeah, wait.
I'm sure you'd be doing that, Joe.
Wait.
I'm sure you would.
Everyone's in such a rush these days.
It's exhausting.
It is
really
exhausting.
Really is exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
Right, I've got a news watch. Do you want to hear a news watch?
Yeah, sure.
News watch.
You got 20p, mate?
This is unbelievable. We all know how security on in airports is being tightened up.
Right? Yeah.
This is just... I mean, for one thing, it's the internet access isn't working, but apart from that...
Brilliant. Probably should have loaded this
you know
up
how you can't
before.
Take a gun. You know how you can't take guns into airports?
Yeah.
Remember you tried once, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Do you remember that story?
No, I didn't try. I actually did it.
Okay, remind me of the story.
I was coming back from, where was it? Portugal or somewhere like that.
Sure.
And while I was over there, decided to buy a BB gun.
Yeah, that's right,
because, you know, quite fun.
Thought it'd be cool.
And this one was proper nice, like metal one. Mm. Had the little orange cap on the end to show that it was a toy.
Obviously not a gun, yeah.
And but it was heavy, metal, looked good.
It was actually metal as well.
Yeah, it's real nice. And for some reason, I had a bit of a brain freeze on the way back, and instead of putting it in my suitcase, put it in my hand luggage.
Right.
So then obviously
good one.
Go through security, pop the hand luggage through the
through
the X-ray machine, and there was a guy at the end with a real gun who
he must have gone mental.
Who stopped me?
Yeah.
Him and another guy stopped me and said,
"Are you an idiot?"
Said, "Open that bag," and I was like, "Why?" And then they said, "Can't have that."
Hey, stupid.
Yeah. But this, get this though, right? I was being stupid, yes.
Sure.
But it wasn't a BB, it was a cap gun.
Okay.
So he put the little roll of caps in and bang, bang. So he said, right, you can't have it. Got to take it back through.
What was it, like a little revolver?
Yeah, like a handgun. It was more like a Magnum or something.
Okay,
not
yeah.
Like a Glock or something like that. Like, something like that.
Sure.
And so he said, oh, you've got to take it back through get rid of it, you can't bring this through security. So I was like, oh yeah, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
It's just a toy. So they realized it was a toy, so I took it back through and it was still in the box and everything. I hadn't used it, even like fired it. So I went outside the airport and I was like, oh, I'll just chuck it in the bin. I was with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
She said, oh, like, well, you haven't even used it, like, just fire off a few caps. And I said, I'm not gonna stand outside the airport and start firing off caps on this cap gun. I said, I'll be murdered within an instant.
Yeah.
She went, oh yeah, probably. It's probably not good.
You're quite the intellectual pair.
Yeah. I'm surprised we managed to get back, to be honest, in one piece. But yeah, so yeah, needless to say, I just popped it in the bin. But I was gutted because I wanted
that. Of course you were, yeah.
But consider that I haven't had a cap gun since.
Consider that they didn't take it off you.
Yeah.
And that you could have done, I don't know,
zero damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, not only was it, did it probably look a lot like a real gun.
Yeah.
It was big enough for a human to hold.
Yeah.
And was capable of firing stuff.
Yeah.
And yet they didn't confiscate it and they didn't do anything to you.
No, they just said, go back.
Now, consider what has happened now, which is unreal. This is at Heathrow, right? Mm. Overzealous Heathrow security officials confiscate Toy Story cowboy Woody doll's miniature gun.
What?
So what's happened here is someone's tried to take a toy, right? Not a toy gun, a toy doll of Woody, who might be the most famous weapon-wielding character, children's character. In fact, probably the only one. He's probably like one of the only, apart from Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Not at all the only one.
In any way.
And there's a picture here on the Daily Mail of someone prizing the tiny revolver out of the hand of Woody. And of course, Woody, knowing that people are watching him, is powerless to do anything.
Mm, yeah.
You know.
He just wants his gun.
Yeah. And he can't do anything about it. And he's probably not got a vice-like grip.
No.
But I would love have just stand there, watch. What I'd love to do is stand on the other side. If that was me, my doll, right, I'd go up, I'd stand right opposite him, look him dead in the eye while he's doing that. Keep looking down, going, hey, getting on there, taking there. Did you just disarm that doll?
Yeah.
Wow, I just saw the way you disarmed that doll. Yeah. Have you had training in doing that?
Could you let that gun up? Can you fire that gun right now?
Yeah.
In any
Careful,
way.
Careful, I could be loaded.
Yeah.
Have you checked if it's loaded? Oh, the chamber doesn't open, is it? Is that because it's there's no actual
barrel on this gun, is there?
Is that because it's solid all the way through?
There's no physical.
Is that because it's made of plastic? Yeah. Is there a hole in the end at all? No. How would you go about pulling that trigger?
Unbelievable.
Would you get a cocktail stick to pull that trigger, or
and if you did actually pull it,
yeah,
do you think it'd pull and fire a mechanical mechanism, or would it just snap off?
Do you think there's six tiny little bullets in there? Do you think they're all? I imagine they'd do damage, wouldn't they?
Well, don't look down the end of it. What are you doing? That's
probably
dangerous.
They're probably hollow tipped, aren't they?
Yeah, let's play Russian roulette with it.
I think they explode on impact. I think they explode on impact with any particle in the air.
That's unbelievable. What are they thinking? Who is the guy? This takes us back again to the chumps who were just following the rules blindly.
Yes.
Like absolutely brain dead. Like zombies.
Yeah.
Just, they've got one thing in their head and they just follow it no matter what.
The cowboy doll was apparently branded a terror risk at Heathrow Airport because it was holding a miniature six shooter. Yes, miniature.
Wow.
It's not even a gun.
Yeah,
actually.
Don't call it a six shooter.
It's not a gun. It's a gun in the same way that that's a cowboy.
Yeah.
If cowboys weren't allowed through, would you stop him? If that was a rule, sorry, mate, no cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a toy. Mm. He's still a cowboy. He's not really a cowboy, though. He's a doll, isn't he? Or if I had a photo of a cowboy, would you say this photo of a cowboy is a cowboy?
He's a real cowboy.
Stop him coming through.
Are you allowed
to take... looks like one, doesn't he? Yes, he does.
Are you allowed to take a photo of a gun on?
No, probably not.
Excuse me.
You probably aren't.
Yeah.
If you had a T-shirt...
A photo of a bomb.
Okay, a T-shirt with a gun is probably a bit aggressive. You can't have a photo. You can't
Of a bomb.
You can't have anything of a bomb.
Why? It's a photo of a bomb.
No, because it suggests you are
just in your bag.
You're going to do something.
No, it doesn't.
Like you're keen on bombs.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It means you're a bomb fan.
No.
It means you're bombastic.
Excuse me, sir. Are you bombastic? I found this photo of a bomb in your.
Yeah.
But I just want. I wonder.
I kind of say. It's really fantastic.
What about a drawing of a bomb? A drawing of a bomb. And like, well, not a bomb, but like
a child's drawing.
A drawing of a clock.
Yeah.
Like an alarm clock with some wires.
With
on
Wile E. Coyote holding it. Yeah.
With some wires
red
going,
sticks.
Going to a
TNT.
It's a
TNT.
Yeah. A photo of that.
With a plunger.
Do you think they take it off? Yeah, with a plunger. Do you think they take it off you?
No.
I reckon
they
would.
They draw the line there.
But they're not drawing the line of this. It's the same as
Where do you think that gun went?
Yeah.
Where is it being fired?
Yeah.
In what like evidence drawer is that? Someone, at some point, someone's going to go, oh, blimey, look at all this. Like, we've got a bag of cocaine, some syringes, an
machete.
Actual bomb, five actual bombs. What's that? What's that underneath all the bombs? Oh, I won't worry about it. I know. I heard you confiscated something.
Barry,
no,
did
it's nothing.
Did you put this in
no, seriously, don't worry about it. Do you want a cup of tea? I'll make you a cup of tea. I'm going over there now, actually. No, I never see. Oh, hold on a sec. What's this under? What's that? What is that? Can't even see. I haven't got my glasses on. Is this a threat to national security? Or it's so clearly a gun, isn't it? clearly a gun. Did you check inside his boot in case he had a knife? Because Woody could have any number of concealed
of
weapons.
He had a smaller gun in his garter.
You should have seen what was in his rectum. That would be amazingly ironic if you did smuggle some drugs up the bum of a doll.
Yeah. Throw them off the scent with a gun. They're too focused on the gun. They don't check in for drugs.
I wish someone had tried. Actually, they do try it, don't they? Because they stick it inside like bears.
Mm. Oh, yeah, of course they do, yeah.
But not in the stuffing, actually in like up.
Yeah. Up the bear.
So if they went into the stuffing, they wouldn't see it because it was in like a pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. The traveller who backed up their claim by posting online a photo of Woody being impounded said, I have travelled the world with Toy Story's Woody taking pics for my son. See, Woody looks a bit overly camp without his gun, doesn't he?
Woody does not normally carry a gun, so it is unclear where the weapon came from.
That's bull.
For starters, it's not a weapon.
And not true at all. He does carry a gun.
Does he?
Pretty sure, doesn't he?
Don't think so. Well, it says he doesn't. Well, the toy doesn't come with a gun, does it?
Why?
Probably to...
Of course it does. Loads of toys come with guns.
Like guns? Yeah, I don't know if he does. I don't think he does.
I'm starting to doubt myself
now. Yeah, because I think, doesn't he, like, has he lost it or something?
Well, why did he have a gun then?
Well, because he's a cowboy,
isn't
he?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
He's a cowboy, but he's lost it. There's always a picture of boobs, no matter what you search for.
Woody gun, boobs, sure. Thanks, internet. You've always got.
Did you mean boobs?
Wow, I wonder what gender runs the internet.
Well, at least we know now never to take anything resembling a gun on a plane.
One user called Groons commented, I'm just imagining what it would be like if he tried to hijack an airplane with that small gun.
Imagine the fear that would have been struck.
Heathrow Airport refused to comment.
Of course they did.
Why can't you just have a sense of humour and just go, do you know what? Yep, that's obviously dumb. By not saying anything, in a way, you're worrying me that actually we're not that safe. Because if you're making a goof that stupid, what are you actually missing? Or what are you doing that's actually endangering us? Because that's not a normal thing.
Yeah.
That's like a slightly weird thing to do.
Yeah.
If you were like trying to get a babysitter for your child and they just had this one really weird quirk and you had some other ones who didn't have a really weird quirk and just like randomly shout mental things out, but they were fine in every other way, you'd still be like, do you know what? I'm not a fan. I'm not going to risk it because it's national safety. If you've got a guy who's in charge of protecting the country who thinks that a tiny gun made out of plastic held by a doll is a threat, I'd get him checked.
Yeah.
I really would.
Airports and airlines can use their discretion to remove any item being carried in hand luggage when they believe it may be perceived as a threat.
It's a choking threat. Yeah, it's a choking hazard for a baby.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only threat I can think of.
What about his spurs, though? Didn't take those, did they?
Good point.
They're dangerous.
I think we should write a letter.
Could, like, cut someone with that.
Yeah.
Cut their throat.
Given hours and a metal file, they could be quite dangerous.
But I got... I think I'm scared. A bullet. I had a bullet key ring.
What is wrong with you?
No, but it was just... It was a key ring.
Okay.
Like a bullet that was, you know, like a sniper bullet, it looked like. Silver.
Okay.
It was a key ring. Went through the thing and he was like, nope, can't have that.
Yeah, because you could have, like, thrown it at someone.
Yeah, but I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You've got to be joking. I said, why am I...
What did he say?
Not having... He said, well, I can either take it off you and throw it away, or... You can take it back and find an envelope and a stamp and post it to your house.
Wow.
So I just said, just take it then.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it means that much to you, just take it.
Yeah.
I just thought, it's ridiculous. It's no different to like a pen or a pencil. Like.
Yeah. Well, a pencil's way more dangerous.
Yeah, I could stab someone.
Pens and pencils are fine.
Yeah.
Do you know how much damage you can do with a biro?
Yeah, yeah. You can stab someone in the throat with that. You can kill someone easily.
Do you know how hard it would be to stab someone with this bullet?
Bullet. Key ring
traveling at 0.001 meters per second.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's the theme, really, isn't it, of this episode? I think. Oh,
he's good. That's the theme, really, of this episode.
I've just decided that the theme isn't what I thought it was going to be.
No.
The theme is just
muck
forget
up.
It.
Complete muck-ups. We got through it. Stuff wasn't working, but, you know, we muddled through.
Yeah.
Yeah? Did we?
Just keep on rolling.
Just keep on bumping your head and getting through. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know either.
Literally meaningless. Just like everything we've said.
TheAbsolutePeach.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Absolute Peach on Twitter. The Absolute Ben and The Absolute Joe.
J-O.
On Twitter and on Instagram, although Joe's been slacking a bit of late.
Yeah, been a bit busy recently. Haven't had much to tweet about.
Had loads to tweet about.
Not really.
Didn't talk about his tough mudder this week, did he?
Didn't get any photos either.
Talk about it next week.
Yeah, next week.
We'll definitely forget.
May or may not talk about it.
If you enjoyed the show, please give us a review in iTunes as well. Please just do it. It helps a lot. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.